Which one's more interesting? Rockies versus Indians, Rockies versus Red Sox, in your opinion?
I guess Red Sox only because they're the Red Sox and they have this. I'd probably rather see the Indians
Okay.
because I'm a fan of things Midwest,
I see.
and I like that team. But I think more people will pay attention with the Sox.
We shall see.
So keeping it in the world of sports, the big story in college football this year has really been the failure of a lot of these top teams. On Saturday, the number one and two teams in the nation, LSU, Louisiana State University, and Cal Berkeley, they both lost on the same day. That like never happens. Because that means both of these people had monumental, both these teams had
Sure.
monumental breakdowns. There has been another story, though, this year, and that would be the success of the University of South Florida Bulls. They woke up yesterday to find themselves rated as the number two team in the country, which is pretty crazy because USF is basically a commuter school in Tampa with barely any dorms. They didn't even get a football team till 11 years ago, which makes us wonder how they're doing it. Brett McMurphy will know. He's been covering the team for the Tampa Tribune day in and day out for the last 9 years. He joins us now. Hi, Brett.
Hey Luke, how you doing?
So compared to 9 years ago when you started covering these guys, this has got to be way more fun.
Yeah, you guys are wanting to talk to me.
So USF is doing really well right now. Things, though, as I understand it, got off to a pretty humble start. Can you tell me a little bit about the early days of the program?
They started back in 1997. The coaches' offices were in three trailers. Their rain gear that first year were hefty bags. And the former AD said they were lucky that it never rained, so they never had to use them.
Wow.
The weight machine was a universal machine, which is one of those machines where it's got all the different weights on one separate machine, and the weight room was about the size of a large closet. So it was humble beginnings for sure.
They were going lo-fi, it sounds like.
Yeah, when you walked in there, I mean, 9 years ago, did you have any sense that this program could get to where they've gotten to now, number two in the country?
Well, you knew being in the state of Florida, there are so many good athletes, high school athletes, at all that the recruiting they would be able to improve, obviously, but I don't think anybody could have realistically said this is going to be the number two team in the nation, 11 years after the start of the program. The goal was basically to recruit the players that didn't go to Florida, Florida State, Miami, because they can only recruit a certain number of players. And they've been able to build on that. And like you mentioned earlier, everybody else seems to be losing right now, and they've got some impressive wins. And now they're up there at number two, and if they keep winning, looks like they may be headed to the national championship game.
Yeah, they're 6-0, and they've already beaten some of the top teams in the country, at least were ranked that way before they lost to USF. How exactly have they been doing this?
Well, one aspect of the program that they've always been real strong at is whenever they're an underdog, they've been able to pull off victories. That's been a trademark of Coach Jim Leavitt's club. This year they went in at Auburn and were an underdog and won. They beat West Virginia, who is, I think, ranked number five in the country, and won as an underdog. And it's just his mindset. He's a master motivator. He'll headbutt the players.
Yeah, he runs. I understand he runs all the wind sprints with them and stuff.
He runs wind sprints with them before the game. When you see the coaches come out on the field, most coaches walk out or jog out. He makes a full sprint from the end zone to the 50-yard line, and he actually races the highway patrolman that is his escort. So.
Oh.
He's a little different, but he gets those guys fired up and motivated, and he really likes a challenge, and anytime they're an underdog, it almost works to their advantage.
Can you tell me a little bit about USF as a school? It has a lot of students, actually, but it was founded in like 1956. Is it fair to call it a commuter school?
Yeah, it's getting away from that a little bit, but the nickname used to be Drive Through U. It's a, like you said, it's 50 years old. The most famous alum is Gallagher,
the guy who smashes watermelons.
With the watermelons, yeah.
I'd put that down the list.
Yeah,
it was a school.
Hulk Hogan went to school there.
All right, now you're talking.
You were talking baseball earlier. Tony La Russa.
Oh, okay.
Tony La Russa is very cool.
Went to school there. But it was funny. They played Florida Atlantic a couple weeks ago, and most famous one was Carrot Top. Carrot Top versus Gallagher.
The battle of the awesome comics. I understand that you've heard from USF fans who laid down some money on the team in Vegas when they were 300-1 underdog. They bet on them to win the national championship. I guess that money's looking better than you would have thought.
Yeah, a couple of guys, including one guy on their radio broadcast team, put down that was in Las Vegas this summer, put down $20 at 300-1, so they'll win $6,000 if USF wins the national championship. Since then, another USF fan emailed me and sent me a copy of his ticket. He's got $100 at 100-1, so he would win $10,000.
Whoa.
And he said when he made the bet, the guy at the ticket window said, hey, you're just wasting $100. So,
well, I guess
things are going to get interesting.
I love that they're ahead of all the teams that were on that list. One of those guys I read said he went into the sports book. There were 49 teams to win the championship. USF was the last of the 49 teams, so good for them. Brett McMurphy, reporter with the Tampa Tribune, thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, Luke. Thank you, Allison. I appreciate it.